the overflow. We stand ready for the overflow.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Supposed to worry about nothing as a child of God. It's a sin to worry. Amen. Worry is the evidence of not trusting God. You say, oh, I'm just worried about this. Oh, I'm just worried. That means, that tell me right there, you ain't trusting. That thing is in your hand. Y'all remember we had the yo-yo? You know how you do the yo-yo? The yo-yo represents your cares. And a lot of people say, well, I gave it to the Lord, but it's yo-yo. They gave it to the Lord, but a few seconds later, it's back in their hand. I gave it to the Lord, but then they keep it. Why? Because they still got it tied around their finger. They ain't let go of all the care. They still got the string. So what you had to do is let it out there and cut the string off. I like saying that. Throw it out there, give them the care, throw that, cast that care on the Lord, cut the string off. I like saying that. Throw that thing out there, cut the string off. Cast that care on the Lord, cut the string off. Amen. Now, it's what even better is just take the knot. See, the devil tied a curl around you like a knot. You had to put a knot in it or something where that thing won't come off. Well, what you do, you might have to pick it a little bit. But you undo that knot, and it's better for you to just take the string, everything, say that, Lord. Now you ain't got nothing to come back to. You cast that care, you give it to him and walk away from him and say, all right, ain't mine no more. The Lord got it. When somebody asks, what you going to do about that? Say, the Lord got it. Lord's fighting my battle. Glory to God. He don't want me worried about nothing. Mama might not remember this, but you remember things. Different people remember different things. I remember one day, Mama was talking to me. We was having a conversation about something, and she was telling me about something that was really, it was worthy of concern. And she looked at me, she said, you don't worry about nothing, do you? I said, no, I don't. Jesus told me to cast all my cares. Now, that don't mean I ain't concerned about it, because God cares for all of us, but he ain't worried about none of us. There's a difference in caring about something and being worried about it. Caring about something don't have no anxiety with it. It just has to do with the affection of your heart. Amen? Cast that care on the Lord, cut the string off. So it can't come back to you. Now, don't do like some people. Get the care and do tricks with it. I can take this round the world. I can walk the dog. I can do the butterfly. I can do rock the cradle. See, people be playing with their cares. Cast it, cut string off. Cast your care, cut string off. Now you say cut string off with me. Cut string off. Whatever, all right, whatever you're concerned about, your biggest concern right here tonight, what is it? What are you most? Now you shouldn't be worried about anything, but you know things happen. We do worry about things. And that's why God's delivering this message to you. He said, I don't want you to worry about that no more. Now what were you worried about when you came in here? Whatever it is. We're going to do this, you're going to cast it. Cast means to throw. It means to cast out something means you drive it out. So throw means that you're throwing it far as you can get it. Cast your care. Y'all got it? What's the care? All right, I want you to do just like this here. Cast that thing, cut string off. Cast it, cut string off. Did it leave your life? All right, who caught it when you cast it? God did. God got it now. Who got your care now? God got it. All right. All right, let's go through this here. He said this here. He said, do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Look at this, what the Amplified said. Stop allowing yourself to be agitated and disturbed. And do not permit yourself to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. You see the command? That's how strong it is. God don't want you to worry about nothing. He wants you to walk in peace. Because while you're walking in peace, God is working that thing out for you. You say, well, Pastor, how I know? That's where trust come in. You know, it's just like if you go get somebody to do something for you. They say, oh, I'll take care of that problem for you. All right, you go. Now, if that person trustworthy, you don't even think about it no more. Somebody asks you about it, say, oh, so-and-so took care of that for me. You don't know if they took care of it for you or not, but you trust them. So because they said they're going to take care of it for you, you let them, you say, hey, they took care of that. Ain't a problem no more. But if it's somebody you can't trust and they ask you about it, you say, well, so-and-so said they was going to take care of it, but I don't know. So you still worry about it a little bit. I wonder if he did it. All right, now, we're dealing with God, who totally trustworthy. He's the one told us to cast them, right? So when you cast them, he catches them, right? And then he deals with them in his own way and in his own time. My job after that is to say, hey, God got that. I ain't worried about that. God said he's going to take care of that. I ain't worried about that. God said he's going to take care of that. I gave that care to him. And you had to watch the devil come up after 2 days and say, he's taking care of it, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sure is taking care of it. You better do something about this before you end up in jail. See, he pushed you out of faith. But you gotta get to a point where you stay. Where you stand in peace. Say, no, God said he's going to take care of this. I trust him. He told me to cast the care. That's what I did. And because I'm doing what he told me to do, I'm not going to worry about this. I'm not going to give this 1 ounce of thought life. Amen. I refuse to worry about this anymore. Any time you remind me about it, devil, I'm going to rebuke you, bind you, cast you out. Amen. Every time that come across my mind, I'm going to rebuke you, I'm going to hurt you. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me tell y'all, this works. This is a living reality. I done lived this. I've seen this work in my own life. Things that I didn't have answers to, didn't know what to do about them. And I trusted God and I cast the care on the Lord. I gave it to him. And then I made the decision, I'm not going to worry about this anymore. The outcome now is up to God. It's not up to me to figure out how this is going to work. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. So we see this is what Jesus said. He said, don't let your heart be troubled. If you got a troubled heart, it's not God's fault. He told you don't let it get that far. Don't let it go that far. When the care first comes, give it to God.
Amen.
We have to learn how to live this way. If we're going to walk like he walked, walk the talk, he walked in peace. That's where we're supposed to walk. Amen. How often am I supposed to walk there? Every day, 24-7. Everybody say, tell your neighbor, say, walk in peace 24-7. Say, be at peace even when you sleep. Amen. All right, this other scripture here, Colossians 3. Verse 15, the Amplified says, let the peace, soul harmony which comes from Christ, rule. Let peace rule. See, peace wants to rule your heart. Well, when you let peace rule, you're letting Jesus rule. He's the Prince of Peace. You know, the peace we're talking about comes from him, comes from God. Let that peace rule your heart. Then he said this here. He says, let it act as umpire continually in your hearts, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your mind in that peaceful state to which you, to which members of Christ's one body, you are also called to live. And be thankful, appreciative, giving praise to God always. So instead of worrying, I should be thanking. Instead of worrying, I should be giving God praise. Amen. So what am I going to do if I ain't going to worry, Pastor? Thank God that it's done. Thank God for a favorable outcome. Thank God for his will being manifested in that situation. Notice he said, let the peace of God act as umpire. What does an umpire do? The umpire calls, in baseball, calls whether you're in or out. Right? So when peace is acting as an umpire, that means peace stands at the door of your heart. Here's your heart right here, this door. And peace is standing there. Peace is deciding whether the care or the anxiety get in. Amen. Peace is standing there and say, nope, you can't come in. You're not of God, you can't come in. No, going there is not going to glorify God. You can't go there. Now, you're keeping peace. Long as you got peace, you're walking in peace. Peace is guiding you when you get ready to make a decision, deciding and settling with all finality. In other words, if you want to go this step and your peace alarm go off inside, say, ooh, don't go that way. And then you step this way and everything feel good. Then that's where you trust peace and say, well, I'm going this way. I'm letting peace rule now. You see, I remember one time, I'm using mom and dad a lot tonight. I don't know why. But mom and dad was getting ready to sign some papers on a second mortgage on our house. Daddy had signed the papers. They pushed the papers over to mama. And mama got ready to put her signature on them and couldn't sign them. Why? She ain't had no peace. Something went off. An alarm went off in her spirit. Said, don't sign the papers. She told my dad, said, Rob, I'm sorry, I can't sign them. He said, well, if you don't feel right about it, let's go. Something like that. And they walked off and they didn't get their second mortgage. Now, a few years later, Daddy was telling us about it. He said, boy, I thank God for your mama. See, we went there to get a, because they was in a tight financial situation. Daddy had been, was on strike at his job, hadn't worked in over a year. They needed some extra money. That was a way to get it. But see, God had a better way than that. Amen. And then, and my daddy got away with words. He said, boy, if your mama had signed them papers, we'd have been blowed up. Well, we've been blowed up if she'd have signed them papers. So I'm so glad your mama didn't sign them papers, because then they had the house paid off. If they'd have got a second mortgage, they'd have been still paying house notes. Amen. God did it another way by her just letting peace rule. Amen. Got ready to sign them, didn't have peace about it. Said, nope, can't sign them. Why? I don't know why I can't sign them, just can't. Something on the inside telling me I ain't supposed to do that. Yeah. Why? You're letting peace rule then. Amen. Hallelujah. So you're supposed to let peace rule. That means when you're getting ready to do something, you're getting ready to get in the car with somebody. And you're getting ready to get in the car with them, and something say, don't get in that car. Now, I ain't talking about being scary. I ain't talking about letting fear guide you. I'm talking about the genuine peace. Because when you're walking with God regular, you know the peace of God from fear. Fear have torment. Amen. But peace, I mean, brings wisdom with it. And you get ready to get in and something, don't do that. I'm sorry, I can't ride with y'all.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just 2 blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
I'm Greg Tejada, and I'd like to tell you about my new book that has just been released. It's titled Christmas: More Than a Good Story. This book takes a look at Christmas from God's perspective and what He's revealed about Himself and how it relates to us. I share 10 powerful truths that reveal the heart of God. These truths will inspire hope and build your faith and teach you the hidden wisdom and revelation revealed in the Christmas message. Christmas is more than a good story. It's a message from the heart of God to ours. You will never see Christmas the same after reading this book. This book is great for parents who want to teach their children the truth about Christmas. It is an excellent Bible study for anyone who wants to know God better. It is outstanding for evangelistic outreaches, not to mention it's the perfect Christmas gift for family and friends. In a word, this book is life-changing. It's a Christmas book with year-round application and relevance. My first book, Christmas: More Than a Good Story, is now available for a gift of $12 postage paid. To obtain your copy, write us today and send a check or money order for $12 to Greg Tejada, P.O. Box 13195.